it's been the easiest decision I've ever had to make, to be fair, because obviously I played at the end of last year, and obviously now I just want to get back in, like, play every game. Well, not every game, but you know what I mean? Play as many games as I can next year and hopefully have a good season.
How much did you learn last year from kind of, you know, the Football League and professional football and being part of it?
Yeah, I learned loads. Like, at first, obviously, I wasn't playing. And just watching the lads, like, you're watching thinking, oh, you can do this, you can do that. But then when you're actually playing yourself, it's a really hard league to play in. And hopefully I did myself justice when I played, and I can come and play again next season and do well.
How much better now do you think you are than you were 12 months ago when you came in on trial?
I was talking to my dad about this the other day. I think I'm 10 times better player than what I was when I came in. Just more physical, like, I've learnt so much more, got so much better, and I just feel like I could take it into the new season and hopefully push the club forward better than last season.
I guess there must be a real contrast between this summer and last summer. You were here on trial then, trying to impress, not sure what the future held, and now you'll be able to come back for pre-season and you'll be a contracted, fully fledged Stanley player.
Yeah, again, I was saying to my dad, I was saying, like, there's no pressure in the summer. Like, I've just been chilling all summer, but last season I was like, oh, I need to do well when I go in on trial and all this stuff. So it's just been a relief to just chill out, and probably it'll make myself play better because I'm not worried about anything.
I know, obviously, with the name, people talk about your dad a lot, but how much of a help is he with stuff like that? Just being able to talk to somebody who's been there and done it.
Yeah, he does give me advice, but to be honest, I don't like it. Like, I try to create my own identity, do you know what I mean? Because everybody, like, Fleming says, oh, he's as good as he's not as good as his dad or whatever, but it does my head in, to be fair. I'm nothing like the guy. So he's just try to create my own identity, really.
Do you feel like you've started to put that behind you now with making your league debut and playing some games? Do you feel like you are starting to sort of carve your own niche?
Yeah, 100%, because when you're younger, everyone's like, oh, he's only at the academy or blah 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 because of his dad and stuff like that. So it's nice to make my league debut, and I set out to do it before I was 20 and I did, so that's like my first little achievement.
Do you have targets now for what you want to do in the next 12 months or in your next contract even?
Yeah, I want to play every game, and I just want to, like, score as many goals from midfield and help the team as much as I can, really.
I guess supporters have had a bit of a taste of what you can do at the end of last season. There were a couple of occasions where you were very close to scoring, and you kind of seemed to just kick on as you got more starts. Is it a case of just trying to keep improving?
Yeah, I just want to carry on where I left off, to be fair, because obviously I scored in that last game, but it got disallowed for offside, and I was devastated about that. But yeah, I just want to carry on where I left off, and hopefully I can keep playing well.
How much of a pull is the group of players and the management staff here? Because it's largely going to be the same as last season, which is really unusual for this club.
Yeah, the gaffer's been massive in my decision because he's had a lot of faith in me. Even when I wasn't playing last year, he was still pulling me in all the time, like telling me I should, like, keep working hard and stuff like that. Because at the beginning of the season last year, he pulled me in and said basically, like, you're not, like, working as hard as I think you can. And that was like a reality check for me because I obviously thought I was working hard, but obviously I wasn't. And then from then I just kicked on. Since then, I was better in training, started working my hardest every day. I got my chance and I took it.